Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
All right, good morning and welcome back to the Morning Mindset Podcast Show. I'm your host, Paul Markle, as you already know, or at least you should know. This is a thinking man's and a thinking woman's podcast. This is a thinking woman show, thinking man show. We're to make you think today. Cognitive dissonance. What does that mean? You're like, oh, well, according to the accepted definition, cognitive dissonance refers to a situation involving conflicting attitudes, beliefs, or behaviors. This produces a feeling of mental discomfort leading to the alteration of one's attitudes, beliefs, or behaviors. All right. I've spoken about the issue with cognitive dissonance before. Cognitive dissonance is essentially when you hold a certain belief, but then, based upon factual evidence or history, you discover that the belief that you are holding may not actually be correct or the best one, or could be that you're wrong. Yes. Now, a mature, intelligent, well, maybe not necessarily intelligent. Intelligent isn't a good word. A mature, psychologically mature individual will realize that their previous notions were mistakes or were errors, or they will see a flaw in their previous thought process and they will make a change, right? Cognitive dissonance is that discomfort that you discover or that you feel, that mental discomfort that you feel when you realize that something that you'd been endorsing or supporting is not actually the best thing. Or it turns out that the person, let's say that you support a politician or you support whatever, and something that you support turns out not to be what you thought it was, not to be all it was cracked up to be. Now, in a positive light, if you take cognitive dissonance, and now cognitive dissonance is that is the state where you understand or you realize or you come to realize that your previous thoughts or your previous beliefs or behaviors were errors or might not necessarily be the best way to go about it. The problem we see, though, in our nation is that despite evidence, despite facts to the contrary, people are unwilling to change. We can look at this from a situation, let's say a very personal situation, a relationship or a marriage situation. Let's say one of the people in the relationship seemed to be your life partner, or thought you were in love. You're in love with that person. And then you find out that person's behaviors and how they act and treat you is not good. You say, but I love that person, and that person has to be perfect because I love them. And now I'm faced with a situation where I realize that maybe the person that I thought I was in love with is not the best person for me. Now, a mentally mature individual will cut their losses. A mentally mature individual will say, okay, I thought that I was in love with this person. Turns out that this person is not the one for me. And so I'm going to sever this relationship. But that isn't always the case, is it? You could transfer that to a politician, whether they're a mayor or a governor or a president or whatever. And you support that person and you went out and not only did you vote for them, you went out and you campaigned for them. You put a sign in your front yard with that person's name on it. And you told all of your friends and neighbors that they should vote for and endorse that person because they're the best. They're the person that's going to save our community, our state, our country, our whatever. And then factual evidence arises that this person's not the savior that you thought that they were. That they're actually pretty dirty. They're pretty slimy. That they've committed either moral improprieties, moral improprieties, or they've committed legal improprieties. They've broken the law. Or skirted the law, or behaved in an immoral fashion. Now, you could say, well, I thought that that person was going to be a good leader, a good politician, a good mayor, or governor, or president, or whatever, but it turns out that that person's not. However, what do we often see? Cognitive dissonance, rather than being a positive, becomes a negative and it becomes a cycle of behavior. People refuse to accept the reality of the situation. And ladies and gentlemen, I look out across the country today and I see a lot of cognitive dissonance going on. I see facts and I see reality playing out every day on the national stage. And what we should be doing as a country, what we should be doing as a nation, is waking up and realizing, the people that we thought were okay or were good or had our best interest at heart or whatever seem to not. Those who we were supposed to trust have lied to us. Those that we believed were supposed to be our leaders, and turns out they're not actually leaders at all. They just have their hands out, and they're looking for money, and they're looking for power. Now, in a positive light, cognitive dissonance would create a discomfort. We would see the reality of the situation. We would become mentally uncomfortable, and we would change our behavior. We would change our behavior and say, okay, well now, based upon facts and evidence, I'm going to alter my behavior and my beliefs and not continue to support the previous one. But what we see is people that refuse to do so. And what that creates is an even greater mental frustration in these people. Because rather than admitting, I may have been wrong, time for me to change, what they do is they externalize and they say, no, I was never wrong. It's you that was wrong. How many times have we encountered these people in our lives? They're like, nope, it wasn't me who was wrong. It was you that was wrong. It's kind of like kindergarten behavior, isn't it? Remember when you were in kindergarten and maybe little Billy got caught stealing a cookie or something like that in kindergarten? And rather than admit that he was wrong, little Billy said, well, Jimmy took a cookie too. Or Jimmy shouldn't have told on me. It's not my fault for taking a cookie. Jimmy is bad for telling on me. We see this kindergarten mentality playing out in adults all across our nation right now. So cognitive dissonance is actually supposed to be a situation, a psychological situation, where you realize, based upon factual evidence and reality, the error of your previous behavior or thinking or whatever, it causes you to be uncomfortable. You say, okay, I'm uncomfortable now because I realize what I was doing was not the best, or I realized who I was supporting or whatever was not the best. My beliefs were in error. Now I'm going to change them. However, people get caught in a constant cognitive dissonance loop. Rather than changing that, they just keep right on doing it. That is not the way to lead a positive and productive life, ladies and gentlemen. It is not at all. All right, I am going to take a vacation. I'm going to take a summer vacation. And so for a couple of days, you're just going to have to listen to the best of or previous episodes. There's a lot of them out there. There's 270-plus episodes of Morning Mindset. And unless you've been here since the very, very beginning, since day one, I bet you that there's some that you haven't listened to yet. That is part one. Part two is what I would love for you to do. It, whether you listen to this on Spotify or iHeartRadio or iTunes, I know iTunes has been screwy, but if you listen to this show on Spotify, iHeartRadio, pretty much any of the podcast players, what you can do is you can pick your favorite episode. What I would love for you guys to do is pick a favorite episode of Morning Mindset. If there was one that touched you, if there was one that you appreciated more than others, take that episode and share it to your social media stories, whether it's your Facebook story or your Instagram story or whatever. Take your favorite, choose your favorite episode of Morning Mindset and share it. Share it to your personal story. You can do it. I did it with my phone. I tested it out. And if I can do it, and I'm an old guy, I'm not a teenager, I'm not a young hip cat. If I can figure out how to do it, you can figure out how to do it too. All right, deal? All right, that's a deal. I'm your host, Paul Markle, and believe it or not, I will talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.